There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Hartford Van Dyke. And we're going to be talking about silent weapons. Welcome, Hartford. And it's great to be with you, Hartford. You know, We talked about the matrices, and on 101 of this series, this is now 102, the matrices. Yep, and how you can change one cell in the matrix, and see what would happen downstream, what other industries would experience as a result. Would you mind giving us a recap of this matrix of all of these corporate inputs, the supply inputs, if you will, the economic inputs, the capital inputs, you know, goods, services, and so forth. Would you mind giving us a recap of that? And then let's talk about how these cells are manipulated to change the outcome for we the villagers.
To their chairs goes to another company, and so many of the chairs comes back to their own company. They serve themselves. So this product that's put out by this one industry goes to itself and to the only other industry in the diagram. And now that other industry produces something else, maybe plumbing materials. So they provide such much plumbing materials for their own business and a certain amount for the other business. So you have those links. You have two different companies, so they link themselves and they link the other, and that gives you four links total. If you had three industries, you'd have two supplying, one in three different groups, so that would give you three times three or nine different connections. And so the more industries you apply, the more elements there are to deal with. Well, this looks like a grid when you get done, where you have lines running up and down and sideways. In other words, you have rows and columns. And so you build a table, a grid table like this. It looks like a spreadsheet, but what it is it's a simple grid called a matrix. And you have, let's say you have 40 industries. They had about 45 industries in 1940 on this type of a system. But you have, let's say 40 to keep the numbers simple. You have 40 industries that are detailed out mathematically so that you know how much they produce for each of the other industries. And so you end up with a grid of 40 industries feeding 40 industries. And so they make you come down, let's say, with a $1. You come down the row on one industry. And as it goes past each block, a certain amount of value of that industry is split off to go to each of the same 40 industries. And so you have 40 industries feeding 40 industries, and they're all looped back and forth to each other. And this grid tells how much each cross point in the grid tells how much value moves from one industry to the other. But with 40 industries, you're going to have 4 times 4 is 16, and two zeros, that would be 1,600 cross points in that chart. So that's the matrix. The matrix tells you how the money is distributed from one industry to the other. Now, the present system, they operate with about 150 industries or more. So you've got a grid that's 150 by 150, which would have, you multiply those times each other at 15 times 15 is 225, with two zeros would be 22,500 cross points. That is the matrix that represents this input and output. The input, it comes into the from the left of the chart. The outputs go out at the top of the columns. Now, this particular grid can be, you can see the concept of it very easily. After I put the book out, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and it was put out anonymously and privately. They didn't have this in their hands. Scientific American magazine got an article from Wassily W. Leontief. Wassily Leontief is the Russian mathematician that came to the United States in about 1925, and his method of input-output analysis was applied more and more until finally it was applied to control of the economy. The method of input-output analysis is this matrix. The amount that comes in on the rows is distributed out along the columns to the various industries, and then they feed back to the others. It's a closed system. And so what they do is they have an amplifier. Well, let's put it this way. Here's a simple way to put it. Each industry feeds the others, and they have a totaling, an adding machine or a multiplying machine that keeps track of how much is supposed to go in all the directions. Now, if you had a business office full of 150 industries, they had to take the information from all of these industries, calculate how much demand they were going to have in order to keep their business going. So they have these demand numbers. Each of these industries is demanding a certain amount from them. So they have to take these demand numbers, total them up, and figure out how much money, investments, labor, and so forth they have to have in order to provide the supply to all these other industries. That's the basic input-output analysis problem. Given an industry, it knows what it requires to operate on, and it has a demand coming in, which we would normally call orders. It has so many orders from so many companies. It's got to total up the orders, and it has to figure out how much it's got to take from the other industries in order to provide the satisfaction of those orders. And that's how the whole system is built. It's called an input and output analysis system. It takes quite a bit of computing equipment. Now, you hook up, let's say you got these 40 industries to start with. We have 40 industries. You hook them up with this system, and as each industry calculates what it needs, it sends a signal back demanding from the other industries what it needs in order to be able to produce its product. You hook all of these together, and people are operating calculating machines in their respective industries, and whatever information that comes in, they have to calculate from that. So they start in some kind of a state, and they find out, well, this won't balance, so we have to adjust this. This won't balance, so we have to adjust this. And so they go, that sequence goes around all 40 industries, of all of them trying to supply each other, and if you give them enough time to calculate, even with the delays that are there, if you give them enough time to calculate, they'll eventually be able to balance that whole input-output table to figure out what everybody's doing. Nothing disappears along the system. Every dollar, every penny has to be accounted for. Every pound of material that's transferred has to be accounted for. So this not only keeps track of money, it keeps track of raw materials. It keeps track of what's in the stock room or for building an object. It keeps track of the laborers. It keeps track of the consumer. The consumer one was the real problem for them because the household industries weren't defined. And so they didn't know how to put that, to get that value. They do it now with the uniform the codes that they have for the bar stripes that are put on objects to identify what they are. And then they run those through computers to ring up your purchase in a cash register. And all that information is fed into these silent weapon systems. Now, Wassily Leontief invented the input-output system. The input-output system is the heart of the silent weapon system. And my book came out in 1979. In 1980, September 1980, Scientific American issue, it was a very credible magazine, in about page 205, there was an article on it was titled The World Economy in the Year 2000 by Wassily Leontief. He's the father of the silent weapon system. The whole silent weapon system is an input-output and analyzer. And he invented the process. And this article says by this year, September 1980, there are 60 nations using the input-output analysis system to analyze their economies. Well, if we go back a little bit in time to the 40s, we get a picture of what happened. They were trying to do this process with relay computers, computers that instead of having vacuum tubes and transistors, these computers that they were working with were made with relays. A relay is a little switching device that has a coil, a wire, and a magnet. It creates a magnetic field. The magnetic field operates a switch, and the switch operates other relays. So these relays all talk to each other by the electric wires that they got connected between them. And this is the only thing they had, the MIT relay computer about 1939, slow as coal tar. It took 10 milliseconds, which is 10 milliseconds, which is a hundredth of a second for one of these switches to close. And so it took almost forever to do the mathematical calculations in these devices. Well, but what happened was relay computers were too slow, but there was an electronic computer invented by J. Presper Eckert and John W. Mockley, and this operated with vacuum tubes. Well, vacuum tubes are lightning fast compared to relays. They're operating just on the movement of electrons through radio tubes, what most people think of as radio tubes. But they were being used for switching circuits to turn things off and on. Well, they got like the Burroughs 205 of the 1950s. It was a huge machine. It was all vacuum tube operated, and it had great big tape recording machines to record the information, and it were mechanical moving machines, slow as coal tar compared to what was necessary. And these machines, like you'd have a bank of these machines 40 feet long, and they'd be as high, taller than a man, and 3 feet deep, full of vacuum tubes, all of them hot, very hot. And the room would be sweltering hot with the heat, and they had to have an air conditioning system to pump the heat out of the building. And these electron tubes had filaments that had to heat up the tube to get the electrons to move through them, and it took a lot of current to turn those tubes on. So what you had was a giant heating element with a little bit of electronic power. And we'll get back to here. We had the music coming in.
Yeah. Hartford Van Dyke's with us. We're talking about computing, moving from relays to higher speeds with vacuum tubes. And the byproduct, unfortunately, was a lot of heat, and it consumed a lot of energy. Well, we're going to talk about the progression and the matrix and how it operates. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Hartford Van Dyke is with us, and we're talking about the matrix. We're talking about the input-output matrix that can be used to manipulate the system, supplies, services, goods, inventories, and so forth. And we're talking about vacuum tubes. Please continue.
Okay, I'll do that. I just wanted to remark that you had your ads were mixing together. Did you know that? They were running two ads at the same time over each other.
Okay. Well, Denae,
I just want you to know that.
Okay, appreciate
show.
It.
Okay. The tubes in the machines are producing a tremendous amount of heat on these digital computers. They're vacuum tube operated. Tremendous amount of heat. I've worked in a room that had one of these things, and so they had to have air conditioning systems for the whole thing. If you had a building full of these computers, you were pouring heat out the place, just unbelievable rate. The other thing, the problem with the vacuum tubes is they burn out. The filaments last just so long and they burn out. So you have a problem with the vacuum tubes is you have to have a man going up and down the aisles pulling tubes and checking the tubes. And in order to be able to pull and check the tubes, you have to have a standby computer if you've got a real strict problem that you want to solve. You can't turn the machine off unless you record the information and then go and check the tubes and then turn the machine back on and continue the operation. Well, and the other problem is if a computer goes out and you're trying to solve a mathematical problem and it kicks out on you, what happens is that you don't know the answers that are coming up, whether the answers are good or bad. The telephone company ran, and the telephone systems ran into the same problem because all your telephone companies operated with relays. And if the relay system wasn't working right, if there was a dust and got in the mechanical contacts and the relays started failing, you had a difficult problem with thousands and thousands of relays. You had a difficult problem in figuring out just exactly where that relay was and getting to it and buffing the contacts or cleaning the relay. So the relay computers had the problem of getting dust in the contacts. The electronic computers had the problem of filament burnout and the tubes getting weaker as age went on. So you had to have them in going up and down the aisle with tube testers checking tubes while the machine is running is the difficult part. They didn't want to shut the machines down. So both in the telephone industry and in the relay computer industry, they had their problems. Well, the way the telephone company solved the problem is they ran three relay systems alongside each other. And it was the best two out of three answers. So they had the machines tracking each other. The relay computer circuits were triplicated so that they would know which line of action was out. By having three lines, the one that was failing would fail, and there would be two running to give their vote as to say what it should be, and the one that was failing, they would have to go find the problem. Well, they designed the telephone equipment in the telephone company offices so that when a defect like that happened, the relay system was capable of figuring out which relay was damaged and punch a little card out, and the repairman would get that card and he'd go straight to the relay and fix it. That's pretty fascinating and pretty sophisticated equipment. They have to have the same thing for the electronic computers with the tubes. If it was a high sensitivity, high security thing, if it was a military computer that was being used for defense of the country that was vacuum tube, they had to have three vacuum tube computers, identical computers running side by side, operated with synchronism equipment. And if a vacuum tube blew out in that thing, they had to have an instant printout of exactly what vacuum tube had blown out. This takes some sophisticated equipment. And so the man would rush over there with his tube tester, pull that tube, check it, verify the problem, plug in a new tube, and be back online. And then the best of two answers would be used, and they'd put all three of them back into synchronism with each other until the next tube blew out or they went weak. This is a real problem that they had, because they not only had, if it was a high-security process, they not only had one computer to take care of, they had three simultaneous computers and a cross-checking computer in order to maintain that whole system. So that was where things stood in the 1940s when they were trying to do these input-output analysis problems. They had to have some really sophisticated equipment if they were going to calculate something very complicated like the value of pi, simple 3.1415. They had to have all this machinery to guarantee that the answers were coming out of the machines correctly. That led to the next step, which was the invention of the transistor.
Hartford, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into another break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. And so we're talking about from relay to vacuum tubes to transistors. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's tanks powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Will must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Hartford Van Dyke is with us, and, you know, we're talking about computers and actually the Genesis. And we started with relays, and we moved on to vacuum tubes. And, you know, the problems with relays is dust would compromise the contacts. And the coils would fail, and there was some heat involved, and they were slow. Then we moved on to really fast vacuum tubes, and the problem with that was the amount of heat that they generated and the failure rate, and they had these heating elements, and they used a lot of electricity, and that was a problem. And as a matter of fact, they got so hot that these vacuum tubes, these glass vacuum tubes with these contact pins on the bottom, they would mount them with these holders, so that they could be picked out of the computer when they failed, because they had these holders and these straps above them that would run a little cooler, so you'd actually pick them pick them out without burning your hands. So then we moved on to transistors. Hartford, let's talk about the transistor.
Well, the advantage of the transistor, of course, it didn't have any heating element. It wasn't destroyed by heat. As long as it was designed into the circuit to not be too hot, it would maintain its integrity throughout the whole process. It eliminated the constant testing of tubes. The circuits were tremendously more reliable, so the chances of the transistor breaking down before it got its job done were a lot less. And so it became the ideal element. And the first transistors were kind of difficult to produce. They have a very small yield in the beginning, but they got the system down on how to create them so that they were a very reliable device. And they went from germanium to silicon transistors. And silicon transistors were able to stand. There is heat generated in a transistor, and it can cause deterioration of a transistor. But by going from germanium to silicon, they got a more stable element. So they got the pieces together, and the complexity of the circuitry isn't that great. It's just there's a huge amount of the same type of repeated circuitry in a computer. There's only five types of logic block necessary in a computer. You have five functions, which are called AND, OR, NOT, memory, and delay. AND is a condition when two signals come in and simultaneously give an output. The OR is if either of them have an input, there's an output. And NOT signal inverts the signal to turn a 1 into a 0. Memory circuit keeps track of all the stuff that's going on. And the delay circuit gets everything timed together in synchronism so they don't get out of step and blow the calculations off. So those are the only five blocks you've got in all these computers, but lightning speed is attained at doing this with many, many of these parts. Anybody can learn to design a computer. They could teach kids how to design computers in one semester of school. You can learn how to build a computer, complete electronic computer. But our public schools are dumbed down. They don't have that in the lessons. But any student could learn in a half a year how to design a computer. And so that was no longer the problem. The design of the machines wasn't a problem. And they'd overcome the disaster of heat by having the transistor, and they got the extremely fast effects of a vacuum tube with a transistor. It was invented in 1948 by J. Bartin, W.H. Bertain, and W. Shockley. And so then they started moving into the field of integrating them, which means they learned how to build the transistors on a crystal chip, a silicon chip, that had all of the circuits pre-wired so that they didn't have to put them together part by part, which immense speed in manufacturing multiple parts. And that's what brought us the present personal computer, the private computer that we have for our own homes. And so all the tools were there to do this, but then came the other problem that had to be dealt with. When you do linear analysis with these input-output tables, you have a lot of mathematics to do. It's simple mathematics. It's very simply arranged in what's called a matrix. But in order to maximize this process so that it doesn't take so long to do it, and to home in on necessary values, they had to have some method of calculating that would calculate the way to get the calculation done. It's the simplest it could be done. Well, that process was invented by a man by the name of George B. Danzig in 1947. It's called the simplex method of linear programming. This method is used to analyze these matrices and limit the amount of calculation and the speed at which the solutions are brought about. So in 1947, Danzig developed the simplex method. In 1948, the transistor came along and made it possible to eliminate the constant repair of the machines as they're running and to guarantee that the accuracy didn't require triple checking all the time. And that made it possible to create the silent weapon system, that combination. And in 1948, the Rockefellers provided money for the Harvard University Economics Project. That Wassily Leon Tef was ahead of it. In their book, in his book, Studies in the Structure of the American Economy, he explained in the foreword that the purpose of this thing, if you read it straight, the purpose of it was to create a controlled economic system where they could predict, you know, the economy and what to do with the economy, how to manipulate the economy. And it was put forth in a kind of a clouded form, but it was there. And for somebody to know that that's what they had to look for, you can find it in the writing. It's very simple that way. So they had this $100,000 to work with, and he developed this system. It's called Studies in the Structure of the American Economy. The next question was what could they do and how could they do it with this machine to control the economy? So they did a research project. The research project started in Iron Mountain, New York. It was a group of people that met in Iron Mountain, New York to figure out how to put this system together and the way in which they could figure out how prices were affecting each other. And so they had these meetings. Well, there was a man in the meeting that didn't feel comfortable about what he was hearing and what they were doing, so he contacted a man called Leonard C. Lewin. Leonard C. Lewin put the pieces together in a book called A Report from Iron Mountain on the desirability and possibility of having peace. Actually, it was a question of whether or not war could be removed and still be able to keep the economy going. And it was a shocking book. It shocked Congress when the book came out. And anyway, I had been publishing my book on Pearl Harbor in 1973, and as I was finishing that project up, I picked up this book, a report from Iron Mountain, and started reading it. It got real heavy in the book. It was the things they were talking about, the lack of consideration of conscience, and the just plain the military attitude of this book was a little shock. And I got about halfway through the book, and I had to put it down because I had to make a living. And I had a group of students that wanted to learn electronics, and they came to me and approached me and said, will you set a school up for us? And so I did, a technical school for them to learn electronics. And so I worked with them for about a year, and in November of 1974, the book came off the press on Pearl Harbor in 1973, The Skeleton in Uncle Sam's Closet. And 1974, November, about a year later, just about Pearl Harbor time, I was looking through a book, a college algebra book I had in college, for a solution of a certain kind of math problem I was interested in. And I came up across the section in the book on matrices, and down there in the footnotes of the book, on the section on matrices, it described how these matrices could be used to design economic systems and interrelationships between corporations. I thought, this is the key. And so I, with that information, I knew that there was a way of solving the problems that were in a report from Iron Mountain. And so I went down to the Portland Multnomah County Public Library and started digging through the economics books. And I discovered the book Studies in the Structure of the American Economy by Wassily Leontief, and it fit the bill perfectly, absolutely perfectly. So I studied that. And I could tell by the foreword that it was dealing with that kind of a subject. And I brought that back home. And between those two books, primarily College Algebra by Lyman M. Kells, Professor Emeritus, United States Naval Academy, and Wassily Leontief's book on economics, it was very clear that this was the magic behind the silent weapons system. He was the father of it. So I put together a writing on this at the time, November 1974. Rockefeller was being considered by the Senate to become the Vice President of the United States. And they had financed this machine, which I recognized to be a real problem. And so I put together a 5-page writing, 8.5 by 14, titled Warning, a Surprise Attack Imminent, which is kind of a takeoff from my Pearl Harbor book. And I put this 5-page writing together as describing the silent weapon system, the mathematics that was involved, and how it worked. And I sent it off to all 535 congresspeople in Washington, D.C., 435 representatives and 100 senators. Well, nothing came of it. And so it lingered in the system, something that I wanted to accomplish, but couldn't get the people to awaken to the idea. So they went along with their politics, and I went along with my life. In 1976, I produced a criminal complaint form. It took me 3 months to produce it with the help of a friend. And it's a criminal complaint form that's used all over the United States now to itemize the damages caused by public officials, to establish a dollar value to put a lien on the government to get taxes back for the public. That's what the whole process is. And I developed a system, and I was helping people with legal work from February 1975 forward, and helping them do their paperwork and understand what was being done to them by the government. And so I had a client that I had was a rich family in Vancouver, Washington, and they had learned about the silent weapons for quiet war thing that I had worked on, and they wanted that thing in public. So they financed me for 1 year, gave me 1 year of financing to produce the book Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And it came off the press, they were printed in a photocopy machine, but that expression is they came off the press in 1979, and so I put them out secretly. They were put out privately to a few patriots. 65 copies is what I put together, approximately 65 copies. By the December of 1979, that was the birth of my thought.
All loans subject to one tax corporate must be business at least 1 year to apply. Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This can be slight and
what are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Hartford Van Dyke is with us, and we're talking about his book, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And, Hartford, you were mentioning that you had produced 65 copies. Please continue.
I produced these copies, put them out privately. I had not gone public with the book. And I was traveling. I was doing some publishing work and traveling in the car down the street in Vancouver, Washington. And I saw a military man in full dress uniform thumbing a ride up the road. And that's very rare to see. It's not considered probably dignified behavior, even in the military, to be hitching in a military uniform. But he was there. And I pulled over and I asked him what his problem was. He says, I'm late from my duty station at Fort McCord Air Force Base. And I said, I'll take you there. And so I drove for 3 hours for that man to get him to his base on time. So, or get him there at least within a reasonable amount of time. And I explained the silent weapon system to him all the way up the road. It gave me about 3 hours to tell him everything I knew about it. And I happened to have a copy of it right beside me in the car because I'd been doing that work that day of publishing. And so as he stepped out of the vehicle, I handed him a copy of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And he took it on base. And I'm sure when he read it, it surprised him and made him realize he couldn't be caught with that thing in his hands. And so it's obvious from what happened that he stashed it in a photocopy machine at McCord Air Force Base where he could copy it if he needed it, and otherwise it wouldn't be in his possession. Well, what happened was, several years later, Fort McCord Air Force Base auctioned off a bunch of their office equipment, and a man from Boeing Aircraft Company wanted a copy machine that would have the parts that he could use to rebuild his own copy machine. So he bid on this machine and got it, and he took it home and took it apart, and he discovered the manual on how to create currencies for local communities inside of it. He said he broke out in a cold sweat. He sent it to America's Promise newsletter in Phoenix, Arizona, and they published it in November 1986, and that was when it first surfaced. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to back up here just a little bit. That was 1986 that it finally surfaced. However, in the meantime, my book came out in 79, and I was just crossing over into 1980. Well, on September 1980, the the Scientific American magazine was entirely on economics. And in there, back about 200, page 205, it says in the magazine, Wassily Leontief had an article in the economy, the world economy in the year 2000. And so he was putting a presentation out of how this machine worked, this input-output analysis machine worked. And it admitted in the article that there were 60 nations already working with his input-output analysis of the economies of those nations. So it was really a moving thing. Everybody knew what it was, and it's still being used. It's very useful in many different kind of business operations. But anyway, he was doing this, and he explained the machine from one end to the other, how it's being applied in the world. And toward the end of the article, it described the use of a template that you could put into this machine of what kind of a world you wanted, reverse the machine and its operations mathematically, and it would tell you how to manipulate all the corporations in the present in order to get that future type of world. So that was became the computer system of the New World Order. That's how important it was. And so they were working along with this, and my book came out, was exposed in November 1986 by America's Promise Newsletter. In the early 90s, a man by the name of Bill Cooper, William Cooper, put out a book called Behold the Pale Horse, and he used the silent weapon system writing of mine as a beginning chapter in his book. And time went on, and finally one of the people that helped me with this book and the publishing of it, who was part of it, said, Hartford, you've got to reveal the fact that this book was not written by the United States government. It's being used in court cases as evidence against the United States government, and if it's ever found that it is a private work, you're going to have a problem. And so I went on the air finally and revealed it in 1996 that I had written the book. And so I hear the music coming up again. I guess I better let you take it. Hello?
Hartford, this was episode 102.
Yes, sir.
And we'll do 103 and 104. So, class, you are listening to Senior USAPrepares.com instructor Hartford Van Dyke. And Hartford, I've never told you this, but I know one of the men who uses this input-output system to change the world.
It's very, very
much. Your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.